Good morning. Chris Taylor has the announcements for Sunday, October the 27th, 2019.
Let's open with our Bible verse that Scott Dixon has provided us. Scott's going to be talking about parables, Christ's parables, and I know that will tap back into the wonderful experience we had on retreat 2 years ago when Kristen Hayden did a whole series on parables. So we're looking forward to that, Scott. So the Bible verse is, all these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable. And I know I need them. So I think that's great. Thank you, Bonnie, for the music. Always so appreciated. I don't know where the vocalists were this morning, but you didn't need them. You did just great. And we have the wonderful food this morning from the Waits and the Hunts, right? Did I get that right? Thank you so much. And a beautiful table. All right. I am going to go to announcements before we go to prayer concerns. But before I do that, I just want to welcome two very special people. Johnny, it's good to see you. And Donna. And Shane, thank you all for being here. Thank you for coming back. We are so happy to see you. We are happy to see you. And so grateful you have the strength to be here this morning. And we'll continue to pray. But welcome back. And Betty Smith is back this morning after a six-hour back surgery. The woman looks fabulous. And she's pain-free. Yeah, good. Welcome back. Welcome back. So starting off on that high note, we'll now then go into announcements. And Mary Karras is here.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for giving me a little bit of time with you today. I am on In His Steps Committee, and of course, that's the committee that works toward our Pledge Sunday, which is next Sunday. And I just wanted to meet with you a little bit and just say, remind you to be sure to get your pledge cards in. You know, you receive sometimes a list of, I think this year came out of how many families that don't give anything to the church. I like to think, what if we could get $5 a week out of those families, times 450 families, what that would do to our budget. It would be amazing. I did the blast this Sunday, and I'm going to paraphrase that. How many of you actually read the Friday blast? Okay, more than I thought, because, you know, we're so busy. Sometimes we don't read, or if we read, if you're like me, you don't remember what you read. So,
it's going to get worse, man.
Oh, don't tell me that. And y'all are amazing class. I'm in Bereans over here at the Scout Hutch, and we have big time, but I can see y'all have more fun than we do, and I want to borrow that whistle or video there. We need that because it takes a wheelchair and everything else to get us in order over there. But my Friday blast was to have a happy heart, practice service and generosity every day, and what I paraphrased in there was that as George and I were praying and thinking about our pledge this year, I just began to get all these compelling devotionals on my phone and at my computer at work from Rick Warren and others, and it was all about generosity and pledging and all that. And one of the ones that I got was, if you're not giving and serving, then you're not following Jesus. And that's a tough message, but one that I learned, and I was talking with Roger and Gail earlier about Crown Ministries. I took it so many years ago here at the church, and I wish we still offered it, but it really changed my heart about giving. Being a banker, I just retired from Synovus after 32 years. You really focus in on your finances and being responsible and protecting yourself and all those things, sometimes to a point. And what Crown taught me was the Lord will always provide, and he wants us to trust in him. We don't need to be crazy, but he does want us to trust and step out of the boat and when we do our pledge. Other messages that came to me were, don't worry about anything. That's a tough one, isn't it? Because our world is full of things that would cause concern and worry. God reminds us that you know, that he will take care of us and we're not to worry. And the other one was that too much has been given, much is required. So the more we have, we've all been blessed, you know, beyond measure. And so we need to think of that when we give our pledge. And I did say, don't get me wrong, I like my big house, I like my car, I like my travel and all of that, but I don't want to do that at the expense of giving to the Lord. So those are the things in the message I bring you today. And just reminding you, if you haven't done your pledge yet, next Sunday is the time we'll turn it in. I have pledge cards here and envelopes. Does anybody need one? Did everybody get one? I'll put some on the table, and if you need one, you know, again, if you have already pledged, if you want to give a little bit more, that's okay. We'll tear up that other one and take the new one. But thank you for letting me just speak to you for a few moments, and I just congratulate y'all. What a blessing your class is to our church. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you for your service. And now we have Lynn Roberts.
I was asked this morning to make an announcement about the pecan sale. Discovery class, I fooled ya. Discovery class is selling pecans, and they'll be right outside the door starting next week. $9 a bag, and I believe he said $240 for a case. But, you know, if you need a lot of pecans, that's fine. If you have any questions regarding the Christmas boxes, I have boxes here, and you can bring them in at any time between now and the 25th, so thank you so much.
Or you can take the digital way out and fill them online. And, yes, Social Committee.
Good morning. I'm happy to announce that we're coming along very well on our Christmas party. We're up, I count, 106 people signed up so far, which is great. As a reminder, it's Tuesday, December the 3rd at the Metropolitan Club starting at 6 o'clock. We're, Mariana would like to get the deposit in by November the 17th, so we're trying to finalize sign-up by November the 17th. So I'm going to pass the sign-up sheet around. It's $40 a person, as a reminder, if you haven't done it already. And also the White Elephant gift bags are here, one per person, for our wonderful Jeff Coelho monitored White Elephant gift exchange. So thank you.
All right. Looking forward to that. Patsy's going to give us an update on George and Sandy Martin.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, if George had been here, that he wouldn't want to tell you that, I'm sorry, here we go. Jim McCormick has a new book out, and I know a lot of you have read his books, and George just loved those books. And there was one that he had been in print, and George wanted to get a copy for each one of his grandchildren. Well, they looked and looked and tried, and they couldn't get it reprinted. So let's just say George took it upon himself to see that book got reprinted. And Jim decided he wanted to add another chapter or two and make a few revisions. But the name of the book is, and I'll give this to Sue, Tell It Like It Can Be. And it must be awesome if George wanted a copy for all of his grandchildren. So that's great. Oh, thank you, Bill. Amazon, it's on Amazon and Kindle. So that's good. Uh-huh. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. But, you know, you can order it and get it right away, and maybe if it's great, you can give it to your grandchildren. But I knew George would want to share that with you because it's kind of like hot off the press 2 weeks ago or so.
Thanks to him.
And then I do want to encourage each of you, send George a note. You don't have to worry about buying a card. Just send him a note. Tell him, you know, something funny that happened, or he wants to keep in touch and know what's going on because, you know, he loves his class. His recovery is not going as he had hoped. And I just think that if we all will send him a note, that'll be the greatest thing because he does enjoy it. He's got the table full of all the cards, you know, and whereas a visit, I know we all want to go, but it may not be best for him, you know. You just don't know. You wouldn't want to take in a bug, you know. And it wears him out, and it wears Sandy out, to tell you the truth, you know. So if you do get word that you can go, make it short. Sandy said as we were there, you know, I've always thought 10 minutes was a good thing when you're somebody sick, you know, well, we'd already been there 10 minutes, so we decided, well, it's But anyway, short visits, send him cards and notes. Let's everybody send him a card. I mean, you know, this week, do that for him.
Call before you visit.
Oh, they know that. Yeah. They know that.
Okay. And Vince, I forget what you're going to talk about, but come on up.
Oh, surprise.
So did he.
I had to write it down. Okay. Every year, I come before this group and talk about RMDs, required minimum distribution. Now, you look at it at this group. Everyone does that. Everybody should know what an IRA is. And just looking at the age, I'd say most of them are in the range of having to have a required minimum distribution. So I wanted to tell you how important it is to the church. And I didn't know Mary was going to be here, but it works very well. This year, you know, several of us have been pushing the idea of RMDs, either as a way of giving to the foundation or for annual offering to the church. This year, the church is getting in the range of $300,000 from individuals and families giving a portion of their required minimum distribution to the church. $300,000 this year. Now, just think for a minute if we could get that up to $1 million. $1 million from RMDs, the net impact to the givers is in the range of $800,000, okay? So that means they only have to give a net of $800,000 to give the church $1 million. So everybody benefits.
Talk about the tax benefit.
Exactly. See, she's ahead of me.
Oh, okay, you're going there.
No, it's a good way. Think about it. It's a good way for this year. As Mary said, it's, you know, we still got a little time to go on this year, and it's a good way of meeting your pledge for next year. It's also a good way of, if you've thought about a family endowment, I know several people who have, one year they give a portion of their RMD for an endowment, a family endowment, and then the next year they meet the $25,000 minimum, and there they have it. They've established a family endowment as part of the RUMC Foundation. Okay. That's that subject, RMD. Goes right into the subject of foundation. Unfortunately, when Beth Hamilton, not our Beth Hamilton, Elizabeth Hamilton, talked to us about the foundation, she hid the message that we were hoping she would bring on the subject of the foundation, the RUMC Foundation and the CUC endowment within that foundation. Does a great job. It is well run. Neither Elizabeth nor our local board has a direct influence on where the money is invested. So you've got the investment portion and you've got the distribution of the earnings. The board and Elizabeth gets involved in the distribution. Our class gets involved in the distribution of the earnings from our endowment. So if you're thinking of giving to the foundation, giving to the CUC endowment, it's a great thing. Over the last few years, we've given through the CUC endowment to things like Homestretch, Murphy Harps, improvements around the church campus. We can give it to virtually anything within the parameters of where the church spends money. So think about giving to the foundation, giving to the CUC endowment, and a good way of doing that is with your RMD. Last item, write down the dates, 21 to 23 October 2020. The class retreat is going to be at Windshape. How many people went to Windshape 2 years ago? See? How many people had a good time? Okay. Good location, good food, great people, great retreat. What I'm going to ask you guys is, do you think it's a good idea for us to go ahead and obligate ourselves going back to Windshape in 2021? Show of hands. Okay. Charlie, you agree? We can make that contact with them? That for 2020. I'm talking about 2021. Excellent. Thank you, dear.
All right. We are planning ahead. We are so optimistic. Okay. All right. That's the end of our announcements. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I still want to do a few prayer concerns. Tom Cantrell, I think, is undergoing treatment for his stage 1 bladder cancer. Betty's back. Johnny's here and in the trial. Right, Johnny? Been accepted? No. Okay.
No, this week. Okay, great. Thank you. Barbara Davis was in rehab. Yes, Lynn?
I went by Barbara Davis, and both of us are some oxygen-very blood.
Thank you. Thank you for paying that visit and for updating us. Okay, and we're also praying for Dick Anthony, Julian Belote, and Mrs. Pat Cooney and the Gays. Are there any other prayer concerns? I hope not, because that's a full list. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Good news.
We've met Julian a couple times this week.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good news. That's coming up. And Michelle is doing well. And yes. We're great. Okay. Heading back to work. Okay. On a positive note, many of you may have read the email that Dave Roberts published about Don McLeod. Don is one of our most modest and humble members, and he has just a huge legacy of athletic achievements and educational achievements, and he's being honored in Boston this weekend. So I know he goes with our pride and our prayers. Okay, birthdays. Now can I do birthdays? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Pat Peterson, October 29th. Bill Thompson just missed Halloween. Congratulations. October 30th. And Linda Mooney on November 2nd. We have no anniversaries in the class this week. Okay. Have I missed anything before we go to prayer? Nope. Okay.